Welcome to my crazy life, Caroline's podcast. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. It is so sunny in Ireland at the moment. Thank God. The sun is splitting the stones. That's what we'd say in Ireland. I just see from my stats, I have a lot of people listening that are not in Ireland, that are over in Australia, the UK, etc. So welcome. Welcome. And thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You know, I suppose I tried a few different things with this podcast, but the Agony Aunt seems to be doing well. So thank you. I suppose the Agony Aunt is, we speak about real stuff, real issues, real problems. You know, I'm no therapist, but I've been around the block a few times, married 20 years, two kids, you know, had a bit of trauma there thrown in with it, you know. So I suppose I've had a lot going on. So I suppose it's just talking about stuff that no one else is talking about. And that's what I brought in last week about people that are, you know, menopause and low libido. And it's really important to talk about those things. In my show as well, we talked about menopause because, you know, we just, no one is talking about it. It's all swept under the carpet. And that's from years ago when our parents, our own parents just dealt with it and they just got on with it and there was no talking about it or no nothing. There's so many different therapies out there now that we can get to help us through this. We don't have to suffer anymore. So yeah, it's just so lovely to have the sun, isn't it? I can't believe, like, how are we going to go back to pants? I love wearing shorts. I am a sun fanatic. I love the sun so much. It's my thing. I just love it. I love sun holidays. It's just, all I want to do is just sit in a chair with the sun beating down on me. That's it. And I suppose it's because we don't get enough in Ireland. We just love it. But yeah, I'm really enjoying these few days now. And hopefully this won't be it. Because sometimes when we get our summer in Ireland, that's it. It's no more. It's forgotten about. Although on the other side, I think if we had sunny weather all the time, lads, we would be, I mean, we'd have, you know, because the minute the sun comes out, the bottle of beer comes out of the bottle of wine. So, you know, it is, we're, you know, that's because we don't get it enough. Maybe we had it all the time, you know. So this week I got a lovely letter in from another mum. And yeah, it's a really difficult one. So we'll read through it first and then we'll talk about it. So, dear Caroline, congratulations, you're amazing, a truly inspiring person. I find it very hard to take compliments, lads. It just stems from childhood, but thank you for that. Thank you so much. My adult son has an addiction. It's so difficult. Could you please talk about it? I'm so lonely, no one asks about him. We go to counselling, but we get no family support. Today, no one calls to our home. I've reached out to our friends and go for dinner, coffee, but no one asks about him. My husband and I are close. He initially was resentful towards his family. We accept that they're not going to be there for us. Any suggestions? Take care. Okay, that is so difficult. Addiction is a massive issue in Ireland. I don't know like what type of addiction this is. It could be gambling, it could be drinking, it could be drugs, anything. You know, she doesn't say, but addiction is, it does affect the whole house. Absolutely. It doesn't just affect that one person. Addiction affects the whole house. I know this because I grew up in a home where someone was addicted, had a huge addiction problem. And it does affect the whole home. Because, like, you know, they have to feed their addiction some way. So it's money. So they need to get money from somewhere. And that affects the whole house. Because if they can't get the money, then they're upset and angry. And like it was drink in my house. That's what it was. So they'd get drunk, they'd come home then and, you know, they would, you know, there'd be physical abuse. And it does, like, I went to therapy for 3 years and, you know, still to this day, it affects me. It does affect me. It affects my whole life. It affects how I bring up my children. it affects how, you know, if my husband goes out for a drink and comes home, it affects me because I get triggered by it. So addiction in a home is so massive, and you know, there isn't enough spoken about it, there isn't enough done about it. And please, this woman is suffering in silence because no one wants to ask her about him. And I suppose the only thing about I'd say is about that, I don't think they mean it. In a sense, they probably don't know what to say or what, you know, or how to help you. Like, it's amazing. You are an amazing mother to bring him to counselling. That is absolutely the best way forward. And the only way forward for this is to go to counselling. And it's like, where me, I did counselling and had medication. So it was like a dual approach. But obviously, I don't know what way your son is affected by this. But I mean, counselling is absolutely massive. And it'll just help him for his future, you know. And like, he's an adult as well. And you're like, oh, you wish he was gone and doing stuff. But no, he's stuck in this addiction. And there's so many different addictions now. Like, the gambling is massive now at the moment. Like, because you can do it on your phone, where years ago it was only down to the betting office. Now it's on your phone. Like, even for COVID, I remember I got a little bit addicted to the gambling on the phone myself, like, because there was nothing else to do. And I kind of won a few times. I was like getting the buzz, but I had to pull myself back from that. I was like, no. You know, but I had the sense to do it. But your son is, you know, he didn't, he just decided to keep going. But you're an amazing mother to bring him to counselling, but you get no family support. And I, the one thing I'll say to you is that unfortunately no one gives a shit about your lads. And it's so true. Like I'm very close to my sisters now, but that wasn't always the case. We weren't always very close. And even when I was on my IVF journey, sure, they listened to the IVF podcast, my sisters, and were like, oh my God, where were we? What were we doing? And I'm just like, we weren't that close back then. And if you're not very close with your family members, they won't support you with these things. They won't support you in anything. And some families are close and some families aren't close. And that's, unfortunately, it's the hard reality of it. Like even when I went through my breakdown, like 5 years ago, like my sisters weren't, we weren't very close back then. And, you know, we didn't get much support. It was just, it was my husband that pulled me out of that hole and, you know, got me over into the hospital and basically sat with me and sorted me out. And then I went to counselling and then I went to therapy. So unfortunately, it's the hard reality of it. And I know your husband was resentful at the start, but I think you know, you can be resentful, but then you have to think about, okay, just say it was the shoe was on the other foot, where now I am so close to my sisters that no matter what goes on in our lives, we are on it. Like, my sister had breast cancer last year. And she, I was up and down to chemo, everything. But I mean, 5 years ago, that mightn't have been the same way. So all I'll say is, how, you know, are you really close to your family or not? Or do you kind of confide in each other a bit? I'm just like, your friends really should be there and they should help you out in relation to, you know, asking how he is. Like, if they know he's gone through an addiction, you know, like, my own brother, we went through a bit of a nightmare with him there. But again, like, I felt that, like, no one was asking about him. No one was saying, oh, how's your brother? How's your this? No one asked. And I don't know, like, then do you want people to ask, right? And then say, but they don't really want to know. And sometimes, even with my sister now, that she went through breast cancer, like, you know, we got so many offers. Oh, I'll do this. But no one was there at the end of the day. It was no one. It was me, her, just direct family, our sisters and a few friends. But there wasn't much. They're all, you know, I think people as well, life is so busy at the moment. And we're all trying to work. We're all trying to wear children. We're all trying to go holidays. We're all trying to have the new car. We're all trying to have the new clothes. And we're so busy with lives that we actually forget and we don't support each other enough, where it's life isn't. And I used to be the exact same. I used to be always going on, oh, new care, new this. Now I'm not. I love my holidays and I love going to Pennies. but I'm not a one for, you know, I used to be, oh, I have to have a new car in 4 years. No, I'm not. No, it's not priority to me anymore. Priority is my family and my sisters and my brother, that they're all safe and they're all happy, and whatever happens to them, we'll go through it together. Now, I did look up, actually, there is, they're called FASN. So they're a website, if you go into FASN.ie, and they're a support group that will support people that have someone in their family that have addiction problems. They have phone numbers as well, if you wanted to ring them and get some support off them. And maybe they could support you in some way, or you could meet up with them and see if they could support you or give you some advice. But, you know, I suppose the only thing about it is you can't force people into asking you, and you can't force people into caring. Unfortunately, it's I've learned that the hard way, and that you can't force people into helping either. I remember my mum was really unwell and she had motor neurone disease. And I remember, like, you know, like, different family members would do different things. And it's all about accepting that that's how much they want to give. You know, you have to accept it. Okay, well, they're not willing to give as much as me, you know, where I'm always given too much. And it's a downfall of mine that I give too much, where you don't get the same back. So, you know, you can't, you, I think it's all about accepting what people are willing to give you. And then, you know, when this is all over, then you can look back and say, oh, well, who did really sit by me? Who was really there sitting by me at my worst day? And that's who, when you come out of this, that's who you'll actually say, wow, that's my friend. Do you know? I think my mother's passing and my mother's disease, motor neurone disease, that me and my sisters, we really connected over that, which is terrible, but it's, you know, it was like a little last goodbye from my mother, because we were all so connected when she died, because it was such a hard year with her, because she lost every part of her. So we now are so strong. There's four of us in it, and we will support each other all the way. And, you know, we ring each other every day, we see each other every day. So, you know, it sometimes it takes something like that to kind of come out the other side. But I am really sorry for this lady, that she's so lonely, and it is a tough time for her. And the counselling will do her the world of good, lads. It's like, I did counselling for 3 years. And there's no shame in it. I mean, it was so tough. Counseling is not easy, but I had to do it to get out the other side. And it's so triggering when you're sitting there talking about stuff from childhood. But, you know, like, I, you know, it's just, there's a massive problem with the health system. There's no therapy on the health system. So you have to go private and pay private, which is absolutely ridiculous. Like, we have, you know, we have a great economy, so I'm not sure why, but, like, it's a massive thing in my mind that we should have therapy, because, like, look at all the Americans, lads. They're talking about their feelings for years, aren't they? Like, they're going on about their feelings, and I feel this and I feel that. And I used to be laughing at them. I used to be pissing myself, going, what the hell? Why are they talking about their feelings so much? But it's the only way. It's the only way, lads, and I've only realised that it's good to talk, it's good to get it out, and it's good to get it out to someone that's, like, not your family member or not a friend. And sometimes, like, I go down to my friend and we kind of just rant at each other, and it's just, all it takes is that. But it's like, it's, you don't want someone saying, oh, I, you know, the worst kind of a person, lads, I had that. Do you ever... I know, yeah. Well, you had a blood clot. I actually had blood clot in my brain. That's the worst kind of person to be talking to. Do you know, you need to be talking to someone now that just will sit there and will actually just listen to you and just sit there. But that's what counsellors do. Counsellors actually don't even like say a whole lot, but they, you know, counsellors don't actually say a whole lot. They just kind of sit there and listen. You know, they don't even, you kind of come up with the answers yourself. It's mad how it works, isn't it? And it's very hard to get a good counsellor. Like, I went through a couple of counsellors before I found the one that I liked and the one I clicked with and the one I could confide in. And, you know, some things I told my counsellor, I didn't even tell my husband. But I did tell him after then. But, like, it was good to confide in someone and they weren't sitting there shocked, jaw dropped, because they went, that happened to you. Do you know, like, so I think getting someone that is very open to a conversation and not going to judge you. And sometimes that is, you know, going for an outside source, or maybe like this lady is going to counselling as a family, maybe going to counselling by yourself, or try this page, FASN, and see if they can help you. They're like a family support and they try and help people that, you know, are the family members of this person that has addiction. I know I could have done with it back years ago when my parent had the, you know, massive addiction problems. And yeah, and again, no one talked about it back then either. No one said nothing. And it's amazing now when I talk to people, I'm so open. They come up to me and said, yeah, I lived with the same. And I'm like, oh my God, but we never said each other. We could have been hanging around with each other all day, but we never said it. But I think it's like this thing of secrecy, that you don't talk about stuff that, oh, no one should know your business, or no one should know this. Like, I've so many women on here, lads, that are actually, you know, they're really getting, they're kind of restarting their life because of my page, and they're putting on the shorts and they're putting on the dresses, and they're like, yes, life isn't over when you reach 40. And that is just, like, I'm getting emotion here, because that's my whole intention of the page, that we're not old, we're just getting started, lads. We have a long life ahead of us, do you know? Like, we're mams, but we're much more than a mam, I think. Like, I love my children to bits, but I want to be more than a mam. And some people will love just being a mam, and that's okay. But I get so much love from people when they think, they come on, they send me a message saying, oh, yeah, I just am putting on the makeup because I'm doing this and doing that because of you. And I'm like, yes, get yourself up. Put on the old makeup, try on the old shorts, and make your feel, you know. You know, and then I have the other side of it, lads. I get the amount of hate I get about people. Oh, well, you're taking off them shorts. You're too old for shorts. You're too, no. Show me where this rule book is for the shorts. Has anybody got the rule book, lads? Because there is no rule book. We can wear whatever the hell we like. Like, I don't care about sizes. Like, I'm a little bit concerned about pennies now, because soon enough I'm going to outgrow pennies if I don't cop on. I'm just back from a long walk with the dogs, actually, so I'm going to try and get back walking a lot. That's what I used to do. I used to walk a lot with the dogs and do a couple of kilometres in the morning. Need to get back into that now and get off my lazy hole and stop drinking coffee. But, you know, like, you know, then I said to myself, you know, we're so hard on ourselves. Like, I've spent the last 2 months above visiting my brother in hospital. Do you know, so I didn't have time to walk. So, you know, we're so hard on ourselves, aren't we? As Irish people, we're just so hard. I'm actually going on someone else's podcast on Wednesday, and she's actually in Australia. So she's Irish, she's Australia, from Australia, and she wants me to go on her podcast. I'm delighted. I'm only absolutely delighted to spread more crazy around in their islands. Crazy needs to be spread around more, you know? Because we all need a bit of crazy in our lives. We all need a bit of reality. A bit of a reality check, lads, is no harm, is it? Do you know, me and the husband were fighting all weekend, and the silent treatment, and I couldn't keep it up, lads. Could not keep it up. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, come on. The old silent treatment is tough work, isn't it? So I lasted 2 days, that was it. And then afterwards, you think, why did I bother? So we're friends again now. Then you're like, I have to try and change him. 20 years now we're married. You're not going to change him, Caroline, now. So, yeah, it was a tough few days. But I actually did a question on Instagram to see how long, and one woman came back 6 weeks. She didn't talk to the husband for. I said a medal that woman needs, because I mean, I'm stubborn. This woman is, you know, oh, Jesus, fair play to her. And then someone told me a Chinese couple didn't speak for 20 years. 20 years. Jesus Christ. I mean, how did you get through the day? Bloody dogs here now, lads, up on top of me. They want to be up on top of me, then they want to come down. Anyway, thank you so much for this beautiful email. I hoped I helped a little bit to try and highlight addiction and try and help any bit. And I just say fair play to you. You're a great mammy bringing him to counselling. And I'm so glad your husband is, you're close, and you're going to do this together, and you're going to come out the other side together, and you're going to be stronger. And you're going to say, who was there for me? Who was there when the hardest time happened for my family? And that's what you'll be saying to yourself, and you'll say, yeah. And you'll know who your three people are, lads. Unfortunately, you'll know who they are. And there isn't many around, I tell you that much. There isn't many true people around, so that want to know. So that's the end of this little podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And from wherever you are, Ireland and abroad, thank you so much. I'm going out to get a few more rays in before the rain comes.